This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Allahumma alimna ma yinfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana wa zidna ilman ya arhamar rahimin. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put barakah in this gathering and make us from the people at the end of the gathering that will be taught, قوموا مغفورا لكم. Get up, all your sins are forgiven. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. And we just learned on Sunday, after Fajr, we learned that whomsoever is sitting in a gathering and seeking knowledge, as long as he's sitting in that gathering, there's an angel dedicated just to make dua, Allahumma aghfir lahu. Ya Allah, forgive him. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah make us amongst these also, inshallah. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So you can just imagine the khair and the blessing in this gathering. Subhanallah. Tayyib. So we continue, inshallah ta'ala, learning the proper and the right manner to behave when we are faced by the calamity of death and we have to go through the funeral process and all that comes with it. And we are in chapter 3 right now, and the chapter's title is Grieving and Mourning Over the Dead. Grieving and Mourning Over the Dead. When death strikes, my respected brothers and sisters, when death strikes, it's natural and normal for the family and the relatives and the friends of the dead person to grieve. Even that has been regulated by our deen. We are told how to grieve. It is natural to feel sad. It's natural to cry, to be upset. But there are certain guidelines that have to be followed in order to do that also according to the Kitab and Sunnah. So when the calamity strikes, the believer is asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be patient. He's asked by Allah to be patient and have complete trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for that affliction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ.
الله أكبر. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. When the lam and the noon التشديد, توكيد, come into a verb, then that means that verb is no doubt it's going to happen, it's going to take place.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ.
You will definitely hear. So 100% you will be tested. By what, Ya Allah? By either one of those five things, or all of those five things, or two of those five things, you'll be tested by one of them, at least. What is it? شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْجُوعِ. Some hunger, some of the fear, loss of family members, loss of someone dear to you, loss of wealth, and loss of crops. The ulama said loss of crops could mean also loss of barakah in what you have. طيب, what should I do, Ya Allah? وبشر. Give the bushra, give the glad tidings to anyone who's afflicted? No. وبشر الصابرين, the ones who were patient when they were afflicted by one or more of these five. وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا, instantly, immediately, not after 2 weeks of complaining, after 2 weeks, why me, why this, huh? Immediately, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. You're sitting here, your phone rang, your son has a car accident. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. You get a text message, your house is on fire. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Message, your father passed away. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. This is the mu'min, the true believer. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. We always say it, but what does it mean? Inna lillah, I belong to Allah. Me, my wife, my children, my business, everything belongs to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and to him I shall return. SubhanAllah, it's very easy to say right now, and it's very easy for me to tell you, oh brothers, make sure you say it right away. But when it hits, this is where the believer rises. Just like we said in last week, last Jum'ah's khutbah, and I advise everybody who's going through any kind of hardship to listen to the khutbah, inshallah. One of the things we said in the khutbah, that when we are going through calamity, to remember that, or compare what Allah took to what Allah has left, right? Similarly, when we say inna lillah, many of us, they are the first generation in the United States, right? Many of us. And many of us came here with hardly anything, right? Maybe $100. The richest one amongst us came with $1,000. And the rest, either maybe students or hardly making it, right? Right or wrong? Where are you now? You still have $100? MashaAllah, you have your own homes, your own cars, your kids are doctors and lawyers and accountants. Where did this come from? Inna lillah. All from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All from Allah. Inna lillah. Tayyib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all these things that we have, all of them, without any doubt in our heart, right? I always give this example. There's a brother, his name is Abdul Wahab. Huh? Abdul Wahab, every day he comes to you, he knocks on the door in the morning, and he gives you $10,000. Every morning. How is that, Haydar? Beautiful, right? $10,000 every morning. He stayed doing that for 2 years. One day, Abdul Wahab, after he gave you the 10,000, he said, you know what? Can I come in? Tafaddal, ahla wa sahla. You're welcome. Abdul Wahab came and opened the fridge and took an apple. Took one apple. How upset are you going to be? Are you going to be upset? What are you going to say to Abdul Wahab? Abdul Wahab, the fridge is from you. The house is from you. My children's education is because of you. So if he takes an apple, you're going to be upset? Take whatever you want. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. And to the Wahab, not Abdul Wahab, to the Wahab is the biggest example. When the Wahhab gives us all these things, and then he picks one thing, he takes a child, he takes a house, he takes a job, he takes a hand, he takes something from the health. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I belong to you. Everything I have is from you. You could take it whatever you want. It's an amana, right? Wallahi, I wish we could remember these things when we are hit by a calamity. And please remind me, and I will remind you inshaAllah ta'ala. Because it's easy to say it now, right? So, nothing wrong with being upset, but the first thing that should come to our mind is إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a grave. He saw a woman crying. She lost her husband. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَاصْبِرِي. اتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَاصْبِرِي. Fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah, and be patient. She told him, she was looking like this, she did not know who's talking to her. She said, leave me alone. You don't know what I'm going through. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, look at the respect. He did not tell her, do you know who I am? Do you know who you're talking to? Nothing. He left. Then she found out that it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She ran. Ya Rasulullah, please forgive me. I did not know it was you. He said, what did he tell her? That's a famous statement. Inna? Barakallah fik. Inna ma sabr indama inda sadmatil ula. Patience is indeed, patience should be displayed at the beginning of the musibah. At the beginning of the musibah. And the hadith is muttafaqun alayhi, Bukhari and in Muslim. So the first thing we have is patience, ya akhwan. Patience, whatever it is. You got a divorce, patience. You lost a job, patience. And you know, like we said in the khutbah, loss of a husband was the best thing that ever happened to Umm Salama. Loss of a child. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have a gathering like this, sitting with the Sahaba, and there was one Sahabi, he had a beautiful son. He keeps going back and forth, around the father in the halaqa. Yadur hawla. He goes around him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam iftaqadahu. He missed him one day, he did not see him. So he said, Aina fulan? Where is fulan? He said, ya Rasulullah, you see that child that was with him? Said, yes, he said, he's gone. And he is very upset. So Rasulullah ﷺ went to the man and he said, what happened? He said, ya Rasulullah, I lost my son. Rasulullah ﷺ, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then he told him, he gave him two options. Subhanallah. He said, do you wish you would enjoy your son as long as you live, or you will not come to any door of the doors of Jannah except he's standing there waiting for you. Which one do you want? He said, ya Rasulullah, I'll pick the second one. He said, you got it. فَلَكَ ذَلِكَ. Allahu Akbar. So who could have imagined that loss of a child, loss of a husband, loss of a daughter, be something good for you? So similarly, loss of a job, as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, ya akhwan, and the musibah hit, alhamdulillah, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and I go on with my life. There is khair, but my small brain and small intellect cannot figure it out. Just like Musa alayhi salam and al-Khidr. حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. يا خضر, why did you put a hole? This safina, this ship belongs to masakin, to poor people. You put a hole in it? This is Musa عليه السلام. He told him, what are you doing? You've done something terrible. And then at the end, وأما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة إيش غصبة. Turned out the hole in the ship was the best thing ever happened to these masakin, because there was a king there. He confiscate any ship that passes by and looks good, so he kept them busy fixing it, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, the king let it go. So the point is, we have no clue where the khair is, but our trust in Allah is so high that no matter what happens, alhamdulillah, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And have a formula. There's a formula that we should all abide by. ما أصابك ما كان ليخطئك وما أخطأك ما كان ليصيبك. This is a formula. Whatever afflicted you, it would have never, ever missed you.
It's not going to miss you. And whatever missed you, it will never afflict you. This is the formula. So whatever happened has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, so first is sabr. Second is ihtisab. There is sabr, and there is sabr with ihtisab. What does ihtisab mean? No, hisab is accountability. Ihtisab is expecting reward for the patience that you have. Like, man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban. He's fasting not because he only he wants to fast. No, he's fasting because it's an order and because he's expecting the reward promised by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? So, I am being patient, not because sometimes, ya akhwan, as we all know, you have nothing else except to be patient. What else are you going to do? You're not going to bring back the dead. For example, brother, what happened? I see you upset. Wallahi, I lost my job. It's okay, akhi. Everything is okay? Alhamdulillah. What kind of alhamdulillah is this? This is alhamdulillah. What alhamdulillah is this? Alhamdulillah, ya akhi, alhamdulillah. No, this is you're not making ihtisab. Alhamdulillah, ya akhi, I'm sure there is khair in it. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Big difference between this alhamdulillah and that alhamdulillah. So ihtisab. They're expecting the reward. Ya Allah, I am going to be patient. And I know, ya Allah, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. Look at the reward of Jannah, you see always the word sabaru, sabaru. مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. الله أكبر. Surah Taghabun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no calamity strikes except by Allah's permission. And whomsoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide. يَهْدِ قلبه. Allah will guide his heart. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma lak alhamd ya Rabb. When a sister, her 15-year-old son passed away, people are giving her condolences, and she told them, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me my son for 15 years. There are people who have no kids. There are people who have no kids. Look, in death, she found the brighter side. She compared herself to the people who are worse than her. They never even tasted the sweetness of having a child. And I got it for 15 years. Allahu Akbar. This is, ya akhwan, I'm reminding myself and I'm reminding you. If we ever hit by such a major calamity, especially loss of a child, this is big for parents, big, huge. A woman has 7, 8 girls. People are giving her condolences. They're crying and she's smiling. While taking condolences, she's smiling and they're crying. She told them, why are you crying? She's telling them, why are you crying? They said, yani your husband died. And 7, 8 girls, how are you going to support them? She said, wallahi, I never knew that my husband was the Razzaq. The Razzaq is Hayyun La Yamut. Allahu Akbar. This is the mentality. This is where, now in this gathering, in this sitting, how's everything? Alhamdulillah, brother. Everything is good. Iman shows very strong. But when it hits, how we are going to act? How am I going to act? I'm telling you what to do. How am I going to act? This is the iman. May Allah make us from the people who listen and apply. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So, ihtisab. In addition to patience, a person who's struck by a disaster should look forward. This is ihtisab. Looking forward to Allah's reward and forgiveness for the disaster. Okay? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah la yarda li'abdihi al-mu'min idha dhahaba bi safiyihi min ahli al-ard fa sabara wa ihtasaba
بثواب دون الجنة. If one of Allah's believing servants display patience and ihtisab when Allah takes away from him a beloved one, Allah will approve for him no reward less than Jannah. No reward less than Jannah. Now the Shaykh specifically, after he spoke about sabr and ihtisab, he made a special part of the chapter about the loss of a child. Because that is subhanAllah. And he mentioned many ahadith about losing a child. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, whenever three of a woman's children die, they will be a shield for her from the fire. Just like the hadith we mentioned in the khutbah. The hadith الآخر, ما من مسلم تصيبه مصيبة فيقول إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون اللهم جرني في مصيبتي واخلفني خيرا منها إلا أخلفه الله خيرا منها. No Muslim who is hit by a calamity and he says إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون, Ya Allah, reward me in my affliction and replace it for me with something better, except Allah will replace him with something better. Ya Akhwan, this is a promise from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like we mentioned, Umm Salama said that, and she said to herself, who could be better than Abu Salama? Who could be better than Abu Salama? Allah replaced her with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is better than the earth full of Abi Salama. Subhanallah. Now, let me discuss one more and we'll finish inshallah. What are the permissible acts while we're grieving? What are things that are permissible? Because, Ya Akhwan, as we all know, no matter where you come from, whether you're Arabi or non-Arabi, we all have a lot of bid'ah in our cultures. A lot of bid'ahs, a lot of innovations, right? So what are the real kitab and sunnah, how to grieve? Okay, first, can we kiss the body after the body has been washed? And inshallah ta'ala, I don't think we're gonna do this before I go to Hajj. Maybe when I come back from Hajj inshallah, we were gonna have a demonstration exactly how to perform the ghusl and the shrouding and everything inshallah, in details. And inshallah ta'ala, there will be a lot of volunteers that Brother Qazi could call when he's stuck, inshallah. Can we kiss the body after he's been washed? Can we kiss the body? Not the body, of course, the face of the deceased person. Can we or no? Yes. Who are, anybody? Those who are permitted to kiss him while he was alive are permitted to kiss him while he's dead. Okay? That's number one. Number two, what is the dalil? What is the evidence that it is permissible? Jabir ibn Abdullah reported that his father's body was covered after he was killed and mutilated. He uncovered his face and wept. Those around him tried to prevent him from that, but the Prophet ﷺ did not. When Rasulullah ﷺ commanded that he be raised in preparation for burial, his sister Fatima started weeping. Rasulullah ﷺ then assured her of her brother's great status with Allah. لا تبكي ما زالت الملائكة تظله بأجنحتها حتى رفعتموه. Do not weep, because the angels continued shading him with their wings until he was raised. Allahu Akbar. Aisha reported, the Prophet ﷺ entered to where the body of Uthman bin Maz'un was and uncovered his face, leaned over him, kissed him, and cried until I saw the tears flowing on Rasulullah's cheeks. So Rasulullah kissed Uthman bin Maz'un when he was burying him himself. Plus, We all know that Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, when he was when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, he came and kissed the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is permitted for the son to come kiss his father, for the brother, the wife to kiss her husband. There's nothing wrong with that, inshallah ta'ala. And this could be done after the ghusl. Some people, like, you know, make it as a, you know, they make a tawaf around the coffin. Just make it in a way respectable for the body. You kiss and that's it, inshallah. Don't make it like, you know, you have to kiss. You know, if you are a very dear person, you would love to do something like this. Bismillah, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. Weeping. It is permissible to weep quietly over the dead, provided that it does not reach the level of wailing. When it reaches wailing is haram. What does wailing mean? Screaming and yelling and hitting your face and ripping your hair, ripping your clothes, and subhanAllah, this is not permitted at all in Islam. This is very strictly prohibited. So weeping, there's nothing wrong. And Rasulullah and the Shaykh mentioned the hadith of Abdurrahman bin Auf when he went with Rasulullah to see Ibrahim, his son, when he was dying. Rasulullah kissed him, and Rasulullah started shedding tears. So Abdurrahman was surprised. He said, "Even you cry, Ya Rasulullah?" As his tears continued to fall, Rasulullah said, "Yabna Auf, inna har-rahma, inna al-ayna la tadma, wa inna al-qalba la yahzan, wa la naqulu illa ma yurdi rabbana, wa inna bifiraqika, ya Ibrahimu, la mahzunun." Oh, Yabna Auf, it is the mercy. It is the eyes that shed tears, and the heart feels sad. But we only say things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are indeed saddened by your departure, Ya Ibrahim. So, when is it we hear the hadith that the dead person will be punished by the crying of his family? Let's explain this hadith and we end by that, inshallah. When is that the case? Because if that's the case all the time, then we are in trouble. He's trying to hold, not to cry, in order the person not to be punished.
When you hire somebody.
Number one, when you hire somebody, and you might be surprised, but there are countries that there are people that you hire to wail. You hire to wail. She asks you, for example, who is the person who died? You tell her, listen, his name is Ahmed. He has 4 children. He was 53 years old. He was this, he was that. You give her the description, as if you're filling an application, She takes all the description. She makes a nice monologue. And she says, "Ya Ahmed, how did you leave us? Why did you leave us, Ya Ahmed? And you left us with 4 children, Ya Ahmed." And she starts hitting herself. She doesn't know how Ahmed looks like. She doesn't know his last name. She doesn't know who's Ahmed. She's hired to do that. This is haram. This is where if the person did not ask for that, okay, he will not be punished for someone else's sins. If the person who died, before he dies, he, in his wasiyah, he said, "Make sure you get some people to scream and yell and make noise so people know that I died." This is the person who will be punished by the crying of the dead, by the crying of the people. But if somebody cries, "Ya akhwan, you lost a son, you lost a father, a husband, and you cried," this is natural. The person will not be punished by those tears, inshallah ta'ala. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds our best deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like He gathered us here, gather us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu feekum, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, shudan la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka. وأنا أتوب إليك.